look too close, forget everything. I wrote these words inside of my hand. A hot spotlight, a blue ink stain, gone for good in the shape of Spain. Well, so long, I wave my hand. I feel the blood rushing in. I hear the
Skin and Bone from Driftwood, Kip Williams, Desolation Angel Radio. This week, we're talking Great Blue Heron. Driftwood was announced last week on Wednesday, May 3rd. They've been added to the lineup. Real exciting show this week. Jumping right to it, got an interview with Julie Rockcastle. Mindy Hankins is in there about some very special plans we have for Memorial Day weekend to open up the season. We've got great music this week. I've got an interview later in the show with a veteran voice. We'll leave it at that. But one everybody knows that attends the Heron. Things are starting to heat up here in Western New York. It was 75 degrees today. The sun was out. And for anybody who's lived in Western New York, you know, it's a transition. It's a big transition. Once warm weather hits, we're rocking and rolling. We are starting to roll out at the Heron. There's been lots of people out there doing spring work. I'll be out tomorrow hooking up the water heaters and the water for the showers and the sinks. There'll be mushroom logs going. I'll talk later in the show about volunteer opportunities that are available right now in the spring and during the festival itself, where we still need that. Again, Julie will be on here in just one other song, and you'll get to hear her talk about what we have planned for Memorial Day weekend. We got music this week from Folk Faces, Jim Donovan and the Sun King Warriors, Pete Rowan, Kevin Kinsella, Coletta, the Probables, Pharaoh, all people that will be at the 30th Great Blue Heron Music Festival. I will shut up, get out of the way, and we can roll with the Folk Faces.
glass, and it reflected the land with no contrast. Sitting as you stargaze, deeply debating the silent malaise. Voices carry, you can hear the echo of a laugh, but dark and scary. Up and you feel the breeze, and it whispers right through the black trees. After twilight, out here the air becomes so warm, but the clouds.
So used to listening to Julie and I this time of the year as we talk, and Julie is here again, whom I love spending time with. And we also have with us tonight as we're recording, Mindy Hankins. Julie, where are things at, standing at right now as we're looking here at the beginning of May with the Great Blue Heron? Where are we at with ticket sales and volunteers?
All of that. Well, we, of course, probably need volunteers almost to the time we open, but we're about halfway there on the volunteers.
Okay.
And we got about 250. We need 500. Mm-hmm. So that response here has been awesome. Ticket sales are nice and steady. We added Driftwood last week, bumped some sales there, and we opened up the one-day tickets for Saturday and Sunday. So we had some of those sales last week. Mm-hmm. We got the poster out. We're starting to work our street team out and about, because now we have posters and postcards. So those are going to be getting in people's hands and put out. And Yeah. We're starting to do stuff on the land. We had Spring Crew out here last weekend doing a bunch of things.
Yep. Yeah.
That feels so good, you know, when people start showing up.
Right. It really does. I was so happy to be able to get out there Friday and Saturday, and I'll be out again next weekend, and things are starting to come together, and it's so good to see so many people. You know, it's like I always make the statement family, but like the family's coming back home. It's May. Mm-hmm. The land is opening up. And since we're in May, mm-hmm. and we've got Mindy here with us tonight, we're doing something very special to basically start our season this year. And when I say special, I do mean special. It's not a trite use of the word. I'm going to back out of the way, and I'm going to let you and Mindy talk about what we're doing on Memorial Day weekend out there.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, Memorial Day weekend is our kickoff weekend, so to speak. The campground will be open. Everything will be up and running. There's two parts to the weekend. Sunday is our traditional May Day. We're going to have potluck, and some of the probables are coming to play, and we're going to do the maypole dance with all the families and kids and drummers and such. But kind of what we wanted to talk about was what we're going to do on Saturday, because we're having a celebration of life for Tammy Rayburn on Saturday night, starting at 5 o'clock. So, yeah, Tammy was with us for 20 years or more. I don't know, forever. Sort of a fixture here. She ended up in at least a decade working in our headquarters, kind of like the mama of us all, the best hugger on the planet. Well, except maybe Lenny. She's pretty darn good. I don't know. But yeah, we're just going to have a wonderful evening remembering and celebrating Tammy. Yeah. Right, Mindy?
We're looking forward to it. We've got a lot planned, and it's going to be a wonderful evening to celebrate our Tammy.
Yeah. She's just a classic. So this one, Night Lights people, they made these little stickers that said, "I love Tammy," and like everybody was wearing around all weekend. I mean, she's just gotten into everyone's hearts, and that's really beautiful.
Well, and you know what? We've got some time. You and Mindy, if you want to go, for people that don't know, for people that are listening to this for the first time, if you want to talk a little bit more about who Tammy was and why she was so special and important to all of us. And I mean, I will say this for people who know me, she could take the edges right off of me. She knew exactly how to gentle me down and back me down and get me in a place where, you know, I could smile every so often. But we got some time. You can go ahead and tell people who Tammy was and why we loved her so much.
Okay. Tammy was a wonderful, kind, extraordinary individual who ran headquarters all of the years that I've been coming to Heron, or almost all of the years that I've been coming to Heron. Mm-hmm. She was involved in big projects, not only headquarters things, but the project where we decided about service animals coming to Heron and setting up rules and so on for animals coming to Heron. She greeted everyone. She was a huge greeter at the gate. But in the background, she was managing all of this stuff, and you would never know she had a thought in her head. But she was also knowing where the keys were, where the radios were, who we're looking for, and why we're looking for that person. And she was just on top of absolutely everything. Just a dear woman, and so sadly missed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. And she came as a family. Her husband, Phil, also had passed away not that long ago. And then she had her granddaughter with her most time, Olivia. I mean, Olivia's, I don't know, 16 now or whatever, but she was pretty much a baby when they were coming together.
We watched Olivia grow up. Yep. And she would bring Simon, although Simon wouldn't be out and about as much. Mm-hmm. But the whole family was here. It was a family endeavor.
Yeah. So we're keeping Olivia in the loop. She's going to be with us forever. She's going to take over headquarters. And
there we go.
I'm really excited about that. That girl was running errands last year. I'm like, Olivia, you're too young to be driving the golf cart. She's like, well, I'm on errands. People asking me to do things. Okay, because she knows everything. She knows where everybody is and who everybody is and stuff. Right? She's really grown up in it. But yeah, Tammy was such a multitasker. You know, she'd have radios and a phone. I have this one picture of her. She's looking at two devices in her hands. She's got the earpiece in, and then she had a radio clipped on the side of her. I'm like, what is she doing? But she was answering phone calls and communicating with the public. Her customer service was top notch. Nothing much would frazzle her. Although I've had a few people say, yeah, you could get her upset once in a while. But I can't say I ever really saw it.
I never saw it either.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
I mean,
she could work a 16-hour straight shift without ever eating, without taking a break to get a drink or go potty. She was
just there.
All that. Yeah. She was the definition of all that.
She loved that late night stuff where she was like, you know, middle of the night. She liked being the only person like paying attention to what was going on.
That's absolutely true. And she did know, because I will tell you this, as somebody who is out working in the middle of the night, she made sure that every one of us had a fully charged radio, knew what cart we had and that it was running and that it was gassed up. She knew where every one of us was. She knew how to get a hold of us, and just as smooth and as calm as could be. Because we know how I can get. I'd come roaring in there at 3 a.m. and she'd just go, calm down. Here's a charge radio. You know, go get some gas in the cart.
Like, okay. He knew just what you needed to soothe the savage beast.
She was just this incredible human being.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I will tell you as a peer that she had, she had so much love and admiration and respect for you. She really did. Mm-hmm. She had so much love for you.
Well, for everybody. Oh, my goodness. She was caretaking all these children that have been passing through here, you know, and all of us with all our little problems, you know, she'd pull people aside and say, what's going on? And let me give you a hug. And, you know, she just took care of everybody. So we're pretty lost without Tammy, but we'll get through this year and figure out how to go forward. But a really big hole in our hearts and in our organization. So.
Absolutely. And she knew that last heron was her last heron. She was determined to get through it. She was so sick and still on her feet and out there working. And finally we had to say, no, you need to come in and lie down. And then an hour later, she left by ambulance. She was that sick, but she was trying her darndest to push it through and attend and manage her last heron.
Yep, she did. She did. That was really a feat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was with us last May Day. Actually, she was feeling quite good then. It'd been around for a couple of days of celebration. And there's some magical video of her giving hugs, you know, that lasted like 5 minutes with Lenny and right by the maypole. They were oblivious. They were just hugging like they do. Just feeling the love, you know. So, yeah. So we're really happy to be celebrating her on this weekend, and starting our season out with that and, you know, making sure everybody remembers all that love and keeps it with us as much as possible.
Right. And on that one, Julie, just because we're on a radio and people hear this, do people need to register ahead of time or can they just come for the weekend?
Well, this is how it works. If you're a volunteer for 2023, you can come and camp for free. We'll send you a little questionnaire to fill out or whatever. so we know who's coming. If you just a person wants to come to May Day, check out the land and see what the heron's all about. You can sign up through our hip camp register to camp overnight for one night or two nights or whatever you might want to do for that. So Sunday is free. Just come, enjoy the day, bring the family, bring your drum. It is going to be a potluck. Actually, Saturday night's a potluck too. But the Sunday potluck is pretty special. And so if you come, that's really all you really need to bring. And we'll all just enjoy the day together.
And we missed out on potlucks the last couple of years with COVID.
Yes, yes.
To share a meal together.
Yeah, it was missed. So that's going to go back in the program, at least for this Heron May Day.
Yep. Well, great. And thank you so much for, you know, as always, thank you so much for sharing the land with us. You know, that's number one. And as always, thanks for making us your family, you know, because that truly is what the Heron is, you know, we're a family and we take care of one another.
Yeah. Yeah. So. It's a great community of people just getting on the land and making things happen. Yeah.
All right. Well, because it's really interesting because you're the first interview of the podcast this week. And so I've also got some veteran voices that we're going to hear from because we've heard from so many volunteer crew chiefs. And I'll just leave it as a surprise. I've got some veteran voices that people will hear from this week as well. We talked about volunteers at the very beginning. I'll close out with Paige and Jen and we'll slip into business mode the way the three of us can and go, okay, here's what we need and here's how you do it.
Yeah, it's all good.
To do that. So, but the one thing I will tell you is that I know that Tammy never missed a Jim Donovan and Sun King Warrior set. And so coming out of this, we will play, not just me, it's the three of us here. We will play a Jim Donovan and Sun King Warriors cut for her and kind of set the tone for the rest of the show.
Excellent. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you so much. You know, I really appreciate it and I appreciate your being here and appreciate what you're doing and what you had to say about it.
My eyes are sore from the salty deep. I feel your hands on my head. But I won't listen, so would you please breathe a song to me? Maybe a tune will fool me. I would wake up. There's a break in my stomach. Kind of joy. And now the day is done, and I heard you say we have arrived. Yeah.
favor for our children's and children. Where will they hide when they are being hungry? We should be having so much fun and living life as one. Some may have plenty while others are drinking dirty water.
Yeah! Wow!
Staying in the vein where you heard earlier, I was talking to Julie and Mindy about what we're doing Memorial Day weekend, and you've heard lots of shows with me, folks, with crew chiefs, people talking about volunteering, what the feel is like at the Heron. I've got with me this morning Les Tickner, who arguably, and you'll hear the story, has been around the Heron the longest. There's people like he and Danny and Lenny, and names that casual goers might just see as people around there and not realize how long the history goes. How are you this morning, Les?
I am great. I'm sitting in my backyard looking at the lake, watching the birds.
Yeah. So
on my back porch.
Good. So you heard me hint a little bit about that history with the Heron. And you can go ahead and tell people that history that you and I have laughed about. So, yeah, because you grew up in Lakewood, right? Just down the road from the Heron.
Yep. Just a few blocks away from the beach, Lakewood Beach.
Okay. Yeah. And where did you first run across, and I'll phrase it this way, the land that is now the Heron?
Well, I was about 14. My buddies and I used to go on bike hikes. So we'd go out to the Heron site now, which used to be called Newt Spinks Camp, and we'd swim in the pond.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually we got a little older. I got to be 16. My buddies got to be 18. So go out there camping.
But at least it gives people a sense of, you know, how long you've been around it. So you've been around the Heron from the beginning then.
Right. The first year I went, I didn't volunteer. My nephew, John Street, who books bands, he books the Probables and other bands. Well, he was booking bands way back then, and he got an extra ticket, so I used it. So I went up there, and we camped with my friend Sherry Hartson and her family, because I lived in Randolph, and I hung out with her and a few other people in Randolph I knew. So.
Yeah.
And that was year one.
That was 92? Yeah. Okay. So you've been there from the very start.
Yes, yeah. I've attended every one, even the COVID little events.
Yep. Yeah, you were right there with us. And people have heard me talk on the radio about the, you know, the COVID small events and surviving COVID years. And the name Sherry is very familiar to me.
Yes. So, well, about 3 years into it, we started dating, became more than friends. Now we're married. Been married quite a few years, over 20.
Yeah.
So it worked out good.
Yeah, and you paid that first year, but you've been a volunteer every year ever since?
No, I didn't pay. My nephew had an extra ticket.
Oh, your nephew had the extra ticket. So, yeah.
Right.
So that was, yeah, that was the only year you didn't volunteer.
Basically, yeah, but if I saw things that need to be done, I did them. I'm just, you know.
That's how you are. I know you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's where I fell in love with the beach, so I decided I would get certified so I could work at the beach every year.
Yeah, because you have been our lifeguard, our chief lifeguard forever. So,
well, up until when Andrea turned 18,
yeah,
and she took over the duties of lifeguard to free me up during the festival to do other things.
Yeah,
I would come up and do pre-fest and set it up and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and then you're another one of those people that is just all around the festival, all festival long, doing things and getting things done.
Mm-hmm. And then when we come up there, we we can stay there, and yeah, sometimes we bring our camper if we're going to be there a long time. If not, we'll use one of the Airbnbs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know your camper well, and I know the spot it always goes in. So
yeah.
Yeah. But and speaking of Life Garden, I mean, now that Andrea took it over, but this year we're doing something real different with Life Guarding, which I think we need, and you've heard that. So if people aren't certified and want to get certified, the Heron will pay for it. And if people are certified lifeguards, the Heron will actually pay them to work for the weekend. So
yeah, I would like a whole year off.
Yep. Well, yeah, because your attention has turned to videography lately.
Yes.
Yeah. So come Memorial Day weekend, when we do that tribute to Tammy, you know, and I talked with Julie and Mindy about Memorial Day. You talked about John Streed, your nephew, who books the Probables. Tammy's is Saturday, May Day is Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, and that's when three members of the Probables will be there. And I know that you put something together for Tammy for that weekend, too, that you use some of your talents to put to put some of that together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I posted and put it on Facebook.
Right.
On the site.
And I think that probably speaks to, and I'll use the word we, you know, and that includes you and all of us, everybody that anybody's ever heard on this show, every attendee, but it speaks to who we are as a community, that everybody is pitching
in. Family.
Yeah. Yeah. We're a family more than we're a community. You know, I'm the uncle that everybody's afraid to invite to Thanksgiving dinner, but has to.
I agree.
Oh, God, he's going to tell that story again. But I think more than anything, it is family. We love one another. We care about one another. And it all stems out of that festival. It stems out of the Great Blue Heron Music Festival. When you become part of that community, and especially part of the volunteer community, and go, you know, further and further in and realize these are people that you really love, you know, that these are people that are so family.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
I moved away 22 years ago to Southern Indiana. I transferred for my job. Mm-hmm. And when I was in the interview for the transfer, I asked for the 4th of July weekend off every year. I wanted it in my contract. And she goes, why? I said, for a music festival. And the person interviewing me just was shocked. Why would you want that? I said, these people are my family. I need to see them every year at this time. And they didn't put it in my contract, but I still got that week off every year.
I get that, but that's how that works out. And the other part of it is that people, I think, need to understand when we're talking about the family there is we don't just talk to one another in the spring or, you know, or at the festival. Spread across the United States, we all keep track of one another all year long.
And we're always in contact.
You know, it's like we're family. And and we care about one another a lot. So, but I'm not going to take up too much more of your time. I just wanted, you know, 8-10 minutes to talk to one of the longest term voices. I mean, I think let's run through the names of people that still come, because there's you and Sherry.
Okay. Yeah, and there's
Danny.
Oh, what's your name? Hang on, give me a minute. I'll get it. Let me backtrack a minute.
Sure.
I want to mention something else.
Go ahead.
First year, my nephew invited me to the Heron. I still have a drinking problem. I just don't drink anymore.
Well, that's me. Everybody knows I'm sober. It's why? Yeah. Because I'm not a Baptist. It's because I got a drinking problem. You know?
Right. But in the fall of the winter of 91, I decided to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
I got help. I didn't go into rehab. I just, you know, I started going to AA.
Yep. Same here.
My nephew invited me up there. I was really leery about it. I said, am I going to get through this and not drink?
Yeah.
I know it's a big party. Well, I made it through the first year, and then the second year is easier. Third year is easier.
Yeah.
Now I don't even think about it anymore.
Well, yeah, because I'm at that stage too, because I got sober in 1981. So,
okay.
So, I mean, it's
yeah,
like.
You you got longer than me.
Yeah. We're both sober today, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm mentioning this for people that maybe are leery about going there because they have a problem and they might worry about it, but there's always somebody to talk to. In fact, I think they used to have a Friends with Bill thing.
Well, let me expand on that, because the way the universe works and the world you and I live in, sitting in meetings, you just transitioned into something that I was going to try and find a way in another segment to talk about, but okay. you've actually hit on something. So yeah, there've been meetings on the beach, but I noticed in reading, cause I lived in New Orleans for so long and knew Jazz Fest so well. Mm-hmm. I noticed that Jazz Fest this year had a sober supportive space. There's an organization called the Phoenix, and I just finished a conversation with them yesterday. Hopefully we will have that there where they will be there and provide a safe, sober, supportive space for people that are sober. I mean, like I say, the world you and I live in, we know that 11th step. All of a sudden it's like, hey, you guys are going to talk about this.
Right. Anybody that knows any of us, like Jen, you and I, they can come talk to us anytime if they're worried, you know, something's going on, you know.
Yep.
If you're drinking, okay, we'll find you a safe space to go. And
we will.
You know,
yeah.
But 1 minute at a time, you know, we'll get through it.
Yep. I go back, even after 42 years, I go back to something my very first sponsor told me, still at a lot of points in time in my life. And that was when he said, learn to live a now at a time.
Right. You know, even if we suggest maybe if it's this bad, you should just leave the site.
Yep. If it's bad, or if you just need, you know, 10 minutes away somewhere that's sane and comfortable and you're not surrounded, we can find that for you. But I'm really excited.
I just, one more thing about the beach, please volunteer. This is the best deal of a lifetime. And then you could always get another job with your cert. There is a shortage of lifeguards around the whole country. In fact, I lifeguarded a community pool here because they can't get anybody else to do it.
All right, my friend, I will see you soon, because you and I will both be there on Memorial Day weekend, and
yep.
We will put that together and cry our tears and smile our smiles, you know, and start
hug
the year.
Hugs.
Yeah, yeah, hug our hugs and start the year in a great way and do so in a way that's really going to honor it, because and if people have never been or don't understand, when we lose a member of the family as integral as Tammy, it hurts us.
Right.
And we need
just, and we like coming up Memorial Weekend because we put flowers on my mother's grave.
Yeah.
For the family. So I spend time with both my families.
Yeah. Yeah. So
and same with Sherry. She still has family up there too.
Right. All right, my friend. I hope that it rains for you. It's not often you hear somebody say that, but I know you just put new grass seed down. So I hope it rains for you this afternoon, and I will see you here within a couple weeks, my friend. All right.
Sounds good.
And then we will hug our hugs and drink our coffee and have a good time. You know.
Yep. And happy heron.
Happy heron, my friend. Be talking to you. All right, Les.
Everybody wants to meet the new teenage queen. go by.
Probables with City Lights. So, going back, I mean, you just heard the interview with Les. We heard Coletta with Mr. Diva, Kevin Kinsella, Not Too Late, Peter Rowan, Come Along Jody, Jim Donovan and the Sun King Warriors. The interview with Julie and Mindy about the celebration of life for Tammy Raybourne on Memorial Day weekend and May Day 2023 out at the Heron. That's coming up fast. The Folk Faces with Indian Lake, Driftwood with Skin and Bone. It's been a fun show. And you heard me talk with Julie and Mindy that I would talk about volunteers. I talked with Paige yesterday. And here's where we still need, and you heard Julie give the numbers, here's where we still need volunteers, the specific crews that we still need them in, the bathhouse that's, you know, taken making sure that everything stays clean and people, you know, get in and out of there and the donations come in. Beach and lifeguard. You heard Les and I talking about that. What a good deal that is. First aid. If you've got a CPR card, and especially if you're a nurse or an EMT, you know, you're welcome there. Nicole has talked about that before on the show. If you got a CPR card, first aid is a place for you. Parking. You heard Dominic a few shows ago talking about parking. Postfest and Postfest Recycling. You don't want the festival to end. You really enjoy the feeling. We really need help Postfest. All right. And those are two separate crews, Postfest Recycling and Postfest, you know, so we can get the place all cleaned back up in the space of a few days and have it ready for the next event. Safety and security. That'd be my crew. You'd be working with me right there. Site crew. If you've got, you know, tools, some talent with tools, or you heard me talking with Joe Blask here in an interview a couple shows back. If you just simply can pick things up and put things down, there's a place for you in site crew. But especially if you've got some talents, you know, as a electrician, a plumber, a carpenter, we could really use you. You know, if you've got some of those talents, the teen tent. Julie Morawski will be running the teen tent. We need volunteers there and tickets. You heard that interview with Christy here a while back. We need that. Okay. We need help in ticketing. And so that's where the help's needed, and we could use you. Spring work has started. If you're into volunteering for spring work, I'm going out tomorrow to hook up water heaters in the showers and the sinks. There'll be mushroom work going, and that's just processing shiitake mushroom logs. And that's happening this weekend. Next weekend, that's happening as well, along with Josh opening the kitchen up next weekend, so that we have that ready to go for Memorial Day weekend and ready for the camping season to start. So there's all those volunteer opportunities, and we would love to have you with us. It's a great way. Post-fest or pre-fest, spring work, pre-fest, post-fest is 12 hours worth of work, and you get a festival out of it. During the festival, it's 9 hours worth of work, and most of the positions are right in a place where you can hear the music, you can see the people, be part of what's happening, but you can put your work in and get a festival out of it. And we would love to have you. And you've heard, you know, you heard Julie, you heard Mindy, you heard Les, myself, all talking about the feeling that we have there. This is the 30th year, and it will be good to have you there. And we hope to see a lot of you on Memorial Day weekend out there as we open the season up. It would be wonderful to have you there. I'm going to close out with Pharaoh, and I will talk to you again here in a couple of weeks with another Heron show on Desolation Angel Radio.
Heard a can call.